Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is about to begin. It's time to take your seats.
The multi-talented, innovative musician and actress Janelle Monáe is a quintessential example of Black girl magic. So it's especially fitting that Monáe's Rock Hall induction speech for Janet Jackson would powerfully evoke that concept. Here, Janelle celebrates Janet not only as a personal inspiration and an iconic musician, but as a strong Black woman whose cultural impact goes far beyond the stage. In turn, Janet accepts the honor in a humble and emotional speech, acknowledging her family, fans, and faith, and recognizing the determination it took to step out of the shadow of her famous brothers and shine as a star in her own right.
I'm here tonight to induct the legendary Queen of Black Girl Magic into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Miss Janet Demita Jo Jackson. Our fearless leader is one of the biggest selling artists in music history. This five-time Grammy Award winner, an Academy Award nominee, has sold 180 million albums worldwide. With an epic career spanning over four decades and nine number one albums, this gifted singer, songwriter, producer, dancer, actress, is an icon. She is a bold visionary, a rule breaker, a risk taker, and a boundless visual artist. Quite simply, y'all, there is only one Janet. I remember the first time my mama showed me a clip of our Janet Jackson. And I saw this resplendent, assertive, talented girl with an Afro puff on the top of her head. And it was just so refreshing to see someone who looked like me and millions of other little Black girls around the world. And even then, at the earliest stages of her career, you could see that she was a different kind of star. Working with her trusted collaborators, her tribe, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, she created a unique and unforgettable sound. When Janet broke big with Control, it was like a big bang happened. Her intro on the title track made it clear, I am in control of my voice, my life, and my art. Janet, the powerful woman with agency, had arrived. Songs like Nasty, What Have You Done For Me Lately, and When I Think of You are still some of the most jamming, womanist statements ever recorded. And let's talk about how no one else but Janet could make a video by filling an empty warehouse with just her beautiful face and kineticism and pleasure principle. Control is one of the greatest breakout moments in music history and signaled to us all that she would not be subjugated. But Janet, Miss Jackson, if you nasty, was just getting started. If Control was the Big Bang, Rhythm Nation, 1814, was her bold vision for this new world she had created. And on the album's 30th anniversary, it still inspires. clad in her all-black uniform, Janet unleashed her manifesto. But tonight, we calling it a womanifesto. The belief that an army of young people marching to a singular, socially aware beat could affect change to end the racial divide. She became a blueprint for writing socially conscious jams and hits like All Right, Miss You Much, and Escapade made us all want to learn every 8-count of choreography. I don't know about y'all, but I spent a lot of time in my room, in my mirror, with my friends, with my cousins, trying to be like Janet. And it's also important to note that Janet also has her own category. There's pretty, there's beautiful, there's fine, and then there's Janet Jackson level fine. Am I right? Gorgeous and carefree on the beach, belting Love Will Never Do Without You and the sublime Come Back to Me, along with the gritty rock of Black Cat. She let us know that her artistry could not be contained by any genre. She climbed deeper inside of herself with the self-titled Janet album and ascended even further into her truth on Velvet Rope. On these albums, she was human, filled with sexual freedom and the beautiful flaws of all humanity. She was sensual, vulnerable, strong, and alive with songs like That's the Way Love Goes, Got Till It's Gone, I Know, If, Anytime, Any Place, and I Get Lonely. She honored friends who she lost to HIV and AIDS with her song, Together Again. Through music, Miss Jackson unified through the weapons of rock and roll and rhythm. Every album a risk, and every moment a revelation. A fully carefree Black woman and pop star whose cultural impact can't be quantified. Janet has a crown, glory, and legacy all her own. Now, I was not gonna get up here and tell the whole world how you have been my phone screensaver for 7 years. But it is true. And every time I look at it, I'm reminded to focus, to be fearless in the way I approach art. In fact, when I was writing my last album, Dirty Computer, it was you who gave me the confidence to embrace all of me. We gather all around the world with your music as our soundtrack. We celebrate you for fighting for women's rights. We celebrate you for going high when they go low. We celebrate you for being an ally to the LGBTQIA+ communities and marginalized voices around the world. We applaud you for your commitment to excellence. We celebrate you for giving us memories that we wish we could bottle up and save for the next lifetime. History is not complete without you, Janet. That's why we bow at your altar tonight. God created you with a gift that only you could give us. We say thank you. And it's now, yes, and it is now your time. Everyone in here, I want y'all to get up on your feet, get up out your seat, and I want you to stand and welcome Miss Janet Jackson into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame!
When we come back, hear Janet Jackson's acceptance speech on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction vault.
Janelle, thank you so much for your beautiful words. I'm really moved. This is a really big moment. When I was a kid, my dream wasn't to be a singer. I wanted to go to college and I wanted to be a lawyer. It was my father's dream. He wanted me to become this wonderful performer. He encouraged me. He was the first one to encourage me, and music became my passion. In 1997, my brothers were recognized for their musical passion by being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I was so, so proud. As you saw in the clip, I was always crushing the rehearsals. I was always tagging along, always with my brothers. I witnessed, along with the rest of the world, my family's extraordinary impact on popular culture. Not just in America, but all around the globe, the entire globe. And as the youngest in the family, I was determined to make it on my own. I wanted to stand on my own two feet. But never in a million years did I expect to follow in their footsteps. Tonight, your baby sister has made it. I didn't do this alone, though, so there are a world of people that supported me along the way, and I just want to begin by thanking my incredibly strong family, my wonderful mother and father, as well as my sisters and my brothers. You guys never stop believing in me. It was in the early 80s, it was my father who took me to A&M Records when I was this unproven 14-year-old. Herb Alpert, Jerry Moss, they had enough faith in me to give me a record deal. And I'm forever grateful to you and to the entire A&M family, which includes you, Jesus Garber. I also want to thank Angela Winbush, Renee Moore, Leon Silvers. You guys were the first believers. Two great men, Dick Clark, Don Cornelius. You introduced me to this vast audience and to all the program directors and the DJs all around the world. You've supported me in my music for the past 37 years, and you've made all the difference, and I thank you for that. Jimmy, Terry, can you please stand up? Please. Stand up, please. Stand up. In the mid-80s, you came to A&M Records and you were asked if there was any artist you would want to produce, who would it be? And you guys said, Janet. That's the real story. That's the real story. You guys are my two dads and so much more. You are brilliant producers, incredible songwriters, wise teachers, and my great friends. I salute you tonight for the body of work that we created, but also for your contribution to the world of music. I love you guys so much. I never thought I was a good dancer, but I loved. I did it. I never thought I was a good dancer, but I loved the way dancing made my body feel. And I have to thank all the choreographers I've ever worked with, especially Paula Abdul, Anthony Thomas, Terry Bixler, Tina Landon, and Gil Duel Dalao. I love you guys so much. Janice Attune, Wayne Lucas, Kevin Acqua, Tara Posey, Fran Cooper. Even when it was hard for me to look at myself in the mirror, you guys made me feel so fabulous. Questlove, you have been... Can you stand up for me, please? Quest, stand up for me, please. You have been my biggest champion. Thank you so much. I have to thank my core JDJ team, Jessica Davenport. You were there over 30 years ago when I was just started on Good Times. I love you, Jess. Jaime Mendoza, Terry Harris, you make my daily life run smoothly. Thank you so much. I want to say a personal word to each and every fan. You've been with me every step of the way, through all my ups, all my downs. I never have, and I never will take you for granted. I love you with all my heart. Thank you so much. Thank you, God, for giving us life and the ability to embody goodness. With God, all is possible and all is good. And I want to thank my baby, my beautiful son. He wakes me up every single morning singing his own little melodies. He's only two, you guys. And I want you to know that you are my heart, you are my life, and you have shown me the meaning of real unconditional love. Mama loves you, Issa, rah, rah, rah. And Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, please, 2020, induct more women. Thank you so much for this honor. I love you so much.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Shacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.